Hello, everyone. This is Joe, and I just wanted to jump in here at the beginning of the episode to help pimp out Chris's Kickstarter that he has going on. It is a Kickstarter for a comic book called Battle Monsters. And the description that he gives it, it's probably the best description ever, is Pokemon meets the post-apocalyptic world. If you'd like to support that, you could follow the link in the show notes, or you could go to Kickstarter and type in Battle Monsters. And just go ahead and give him all the support you can. All right, and now on to the episode.
Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. Wait, I don't do that anymore, do I? For the seconds.
Welcome back to
I'm confusing myself.
I got this.
Go ahead.
Hello, and welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. God damn it, you know what? This is wonderful. I'm your host, Joe. I'm with my co-host, Ron.
Hi, guys.
We've got special guest, Chris, from World's... I know it's way too late comic book podcast. Fortress of Comic News. And Bat Friends.
It's hard enough when you have one intro for a podcast.
Well, here's the thing. I also know two other Chris's from two other comic book podcasts. So trying to keep all of them straight tends to be a problem. We're on the third issue of Miracle Man. And if you'd like to check out our last two episodes, check out our last two episodes.
Yeah. That's if you want to see the rest of the Miracle Man story.
Yeah. You know what? You go ahead. Take care.
We're a little off today, aren't we?
Look, it's the second day of quarantine. I don't know what I'm doing.
Day two, skin's itching, food's gone.
We are getting way off track here.
So Miracle Man.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That book we're reading.
So there's this old dude sitting at a desk.
What's this guy's name? I can't remember his name. Actually, you know, I'm not going to say it yet.
Doctor something, maybe? I don't know.
No, they say it later. We'll just call him the government man.
G-Man.
And he is... It basically gets revealed here that he's the one that set off the atomic bomb to kill the Marvel family.
On the 12th of October, Miracle 1963.
Family. Yes.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. that was my birthday, you know, 21 years before I was born.
You were born in 63?
21 years
before. Look good for your age.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I did a lot.
Anyway, he is the controller of the Spook Show, which I guess this is the name they took after they killed
the
Miracle family.
Yeah.
And so he thought, oh, look, all of our loose ends are tied up until they came back. And so now he's got to get this Evelyn Cream, Mr. Cream, to go take care of everything. Because why not? Sure.
Right.
It has been a couple of weeks, I think at least a month, I think they say.
Because Mike's been, or Miracle Man's been healing.
Yeah.
And Mike hasn't turned into him to let him heal.
Well, and this is where Liz and Mike, well, Miracle Man, they go out into the country and they
test his powers.
Yeah.
Oh, almost like, what was that one movie? Shazam? Where the kid turns into like a superhero. No, it can't be that because that wouldn't be so tight. Anyways,
well, but there's no camera. They're not putting it on YouTube. Yeah. It's nothing like
that. I don't think there was that back then.
But she does pull out comic books and starts to talk about maybe it's comic book related.
Now she'd have pulled out a 19-pound camcorder. That'd have been the
shoulder
shit.
Mount.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know the reason why our grandmas are only 5'4",
right? So they are going to start some testing. As that's happening, we pan over to Johnny, who is in this mental hospital because he is gone mental.
That's because obviously. The other guy that lives inside his brain is being mean to him. Poor little Johnny kid.
Yeah. We get the dynamic of young Miracle Man yelling at young Johnny.
Just Johnny.
Johnny.
Making fun of him for being a virgin. That's
low. Yeah.
It's like, you ain't even got your dick wet, son. He's like 13.
Excuses.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, they were, yeah, it was the 60s, you know, when they,
yeah,
all that free love and stuff.
That's fair.
They didn't even have to pay for it back then.
There was a strange line, which is like, you, what is it, like, you little virgin or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, snotty
like,
little,
it's a small,
snotty little virgin. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's a small child, dude. Calm down. Yeah,
well, again, get past that. I'll, we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
We go back to Liz and Miracle Man, and he is still testing all of his powers, his strength, his invulnerability,
well,
his speed.
Invulnerability.
Well,
he is nay invulnerable.
Yeah. But she points out that he's not, because he lifts up this giant, like,
clod of dirt
out of the ground, throws it up.
First off, I just like to say that's a superpower in itself. Being able to pick up a completely, like, almost completely circular clod of dirt from the middle of a field. That's a superpower.
That's fair.
Yes. Miracles.
But he throws it up and, like, stands still as it comes back down and hits him. Liz points out that, you know, maybe you don't have, like, you were hit by that rock and you should have, like, indented the ground a little bit, but you didn't. You're still standing on the soft earth. Maybe you're not, like, invulnerable as much as you have, like,
a
this
force field.
Force
right?
field,
is that
yeah.
what she says? He's got some lubricated molecules around his body.
She says, like, maybe that would explain that twinkling Tinkerbell effect.
Oh my god, he's a vampire.
Oh god. Please no.
Anyways, so we go over to Mr. Cream. And I like how all of his bubbles are in blue.
Yeah. To show you
his teeth.
Yeah.
But maybe that's why they made his teeth blue, so that they had a different colored bubble they could use because they were bored with yellow and white.
There you go.
I can believe it. He's talking to the nurses in the hospital.
I'm a specialist here.
Yeah, which shows his blue sapphire teeth. He
his
needs
high
to go
heels
talk
that
to.
He's apparently wearing
what?
His high heels. He's apparently wearing because he tic tacs across the floor as he's walking.
Yeah, I was curious about that.
I just wanted to see him in like fucking stilettos. This big black dude with blue teeth and stilettos
in a white suit.
In a white suit with a purple tie.
Maybe tap dances in his free time.
Tick, tick. That'd be cool. He's there to see a Stephen Cambridge. Steve was one of the burglars from
issue 1.
He was
the dude that got blinded by Miracle Man when he showed up.
The one that was dragging him out to get him some fresh air.
Yeah.
And the nurses pour him in that direction. And then they make comment about his teeth, about his blue teeth.
Mm-hmm.
We go back to Liz and Mike. Now Mike, because Miracle Man is
Mike
resting. And they're getting ready to leave. And she reveals that she's pregnant.
And it's Miracle Man's.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, what? You had sex with my alter ego?
Oh, is this where she brings up? Yes. This is where she brings up the possibility that they're not the same person.
Yeah.
That they're two separate entities. Which, didn't we just read a comic book about similar to that?
Yeah.
Captain Marvel and Rick Jones. Rick Jones.
Rick James, bitch.
Rick Jones.
Yes, Rick Jones.
I mean, that's going to come out here after these, so you guys can go listen to those. And
oh my god, it's
love
like
for Rick Jones.
It's like we're time travelers.
Yeah, I purposely.
Yeah,
purposely did that.
Anyways, and then she's like, "Oh, and by the way, your alter ego knocked me up." And he's like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah. Go back to Mr. Cream, and he's talking. Well, writing things down for Steve to read because Steve is currently deaf because he just can't hear.
And he's partially blind in one eye.
And basically ask him about what happened.
But look, when Cream walks in there, the dude says, "Huh? What do you want, chocolate?" Like,
this is fine.
Yeah, because that's not, you know.
No,
it's racist as shit.
No, it's fine. It's not that racist, right?
It was the 80s. Racism was fine.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But then, you know, so basically he's like, I need you to answer some questions and I won't kill you, Steve. And he's like, oh, I'll tell you whatever you want to know. He's like, so how are you the only one that survived?
Well, I mean,
or
just
How are you injured? And he's like, you know, the dude.
Well, okay, we'll just skip off.
He basically gets a description of.
Yeah, he just said he tells him who Miracle Man is. Here's my thing. If he was working for this company, wouldn't the company already know Mike was Miracle Man?
Because he didn't show up. The Daily Bugle should know, yeah.
Well, no. The Shadow Spook Show.
They should know who he is?
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't have that information on file anymore.
Well, wasn't it a separate company that created Miracle? Like, we find this out way later on, but a separate company creates Miracle Man, and Spook Show takes over to try to create a new Miracle Man.
Yeah,
is that what happened? Okay,
maybe the Spook Show didn't know what their names were. You know?
Yeah,
that makes more sense. But basically, anyways, Cream finds out who Miracle Man is, and then he kills Steve.
You remember how I said I wouldn't kill you?
Yeah.
I lied.
Yeah.
And then the guy's eyes are like big, and Cream just sits there with a hand over his mouth, and he's like, "Oh, let me check my watch here." Yep, I still got some time.
Yeah, he doesn't even need to check his watch. The clock is right there beside him. We can just check the clock.
Look, you synchronize your watch before you go in for a
kill.
Yeah.
Good point. They tic-tac away.
Yep.
This next part here, we've got the Miracle Man flying around.
Is it just me, or is it in the middle? He looks very feminine when he's flying.
Like a ballet dancer.
Yeah. I thought they say something about that later on.
Maybe. I don't remember.
No, she said that.
Remember this pose when they tell you that they would never draw a man that way.
We already covered that with Spider-Man, though, didn't we?
Probably.
They were talking about, like, there's some picture of one of the Spider-Women, and, like, she had this, like, rockin' donk ass.
Spider-Woman.
Yeah.
The one that, had a lot of controversy about.
Yeah, and then they were like, they'd never draw Spider-Man like that. But then, like, 100 issues before that in Spider-Man, they literally had him with that fucking rockin' badonk ass. And it's like, no, it's right there.
It actually ended up being that it was a homage cover to an old Spider-Man cover.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I remember that. Just shaking my head at people.
Yep.
Okay, so this is where we see Miracle Man's receding hairline.
Yep.
Yep. And Mike comes back into the apartment.
And if you look when they show up, there are definitely two people there.
Right. This is where Mike and Liz kind of get a nice, they're not argument, but just.
Liz is disappointingly clothed for this one.
Shut up.
Hey, it's the only time she's ever been clothed in their apartment, okay? That's not true.
Okay. Yeah. but they're arguing about basically the baby and how Mike isn't happy.
He ain't the daddy.
He's not the daddy.
You are not the father.
Although
technically, what we find out later, he would have the same genes. So
yeah. I just want to kind of skip through this.
Yep.
Just kind of go through this part quickly. He leaves, goes to the paper, which is now called the Daily Record.
And Cream's following him, and we know it's Cream, not because he's a big black dude, but because he smiles and he's got
blue sapphire teeth.
Yep.
And as the editor's like, look, I don't need you right now. Maybe come back next week. Mike goes to leave, and he gets bombarded by this lady and her baby.
She's like, oh, here, hold him while I fish something out of my bag. And he's like,
okay, I guess so. And then Mr. Cream, behind him, shoots him.
In the chest.
And he's like, how are you going to change into a
Miracle Man without killing this wife and lady and his kid?
The kid is a fucking
ugly thing.
Well, he's just laughing as he's being shot.
Well, he doesn't know any better. He thought it was all fun games.
Well, it says moo as well.
So. Wait, just call him
a cow.
Okay, so we ultimately what this is Cream recruited Miracle Man. He didn't actually kill him. He shot him with like trank darts.
Yeah, but it looked like a big bloody mess,
Right, which is weird.
Yeah,
maybe the baby is spitting up on him.
Ew.
Damn, or pooping on them.
That's why I'm so glad I can't have kids anymore.
And he convinces Miracle Man to go to the Spook Show.
You will go
old
with me now
bosses.
To the cemetery.
Hmm?
I said, you'll go with me now to the cemetery.
Hmm.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay.
okay, right. So Cream enlists Miracle Man to go take care of the Spook Show.
And while they're talking about this, it's basically showing Miracle Man walking his way through all the stuff the Spook Show had set up to stop him.
Yep. Which isn't doing shit.
They tried Ninja Assassins. Then they tried army men with flamethrowers.
Yeah, they got flamethrowers. They've got guns. They've got rocket launchers. Like they've got
corpses.
Yeah, basically.
And then they tried blowing up like what they. I don't know.
There was a bomb in place that I know the spook show basically said, "What's to stop them from? Or what's to stop us from blowing up this bomb with our men there?" And the guy's like, "Well, the men know about the bomb. It's their incentive to stop Miracle Man so that they don't die."
Like,
it doesn't work.
Yeah, well, they were already dead anyway.
Well, that's why it doesn't work.
Exactly. But what's with the fucking sparkly
miracle? Tinkerbell effect?
Yeah.
That's the force field.
It's his force field.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's all that is.
It's
very Tinkerbell-y.
Yeah.
Look, you go contact Alan Moore and ask him about that and why he put that in there.
I think he's got a
30 years ago.
Hey, he'll probably know.
He might.
He'll probably be like, eh.
So they get to the base and,
Big Ben, is that guy's name?
Yeah. Which is another character that showed up in the Warriors comic, his own little series or own little section.
I would just like to give mad props to his tailor.
Right.
For being able to tailor a suit, a 3-piece suit. So finely that you can define his muscles like to the fucking split. Like that is an amazing suit right there.
Yeah.
The man knows fashion.
Yeah, I guess. His bowler hat is amazing. But yeah, he's called Big Ben because, you know, English.
He's big and his name's Ben. Oh, is that not why?
Well,
because he's actually kind of short.
He's a little bit smaller. He's also not as strong.
Or as smart.
Definitely not as smart as Miracle Man.
But he has a fancy umbrella.
That's true. Actually, the umbrella's kind of shit, too. But it's very proper and British of him.
Yes. So he stopped Miracle Man from going into the bunker. And doesn't really stop him for long, though. Because Big Ben is just going all out on him. And Miracle Man's literally just standing there.
Yep.
It's like, okay, I guess I'm not going to do...
Have some of that and some of that.
Yeah.
And then Miracle Man's like, are you done yet?
We do pop over to Liz real quick. I think
got
this is the only time.
Fast.
Well, this has been months. This has been months going. Yeah, there's months in between here.
She also got a hair color change and...
like she is... Yeah.
But she had black hair in the beginning.
Did she?
Yeah.
It's like... Okay.
I thought it was black, wasn't it? Yeah, she had black hair at the beginning.
I'm going to say shadows. I don't know, probably not.
She had black hair even.
No, shadow and I don't know.
Shadows made her hair brown. Shadows made her hair lighter colored, gotcha.
Yep. Totally works. Totally works.
Comic books.
But she is drawing. She's an artist, I guess.
Uh-huh, which, that's her job.
Yeah, didn't give that any indication.
Actually, it did. She talks about it earlier in it that she had to draw stuff because she's the moneymaker of the couple,
he's freelance.
And he's,
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I got to get to work so I can make us money. And he's like, yeah, I'm a little bitch.
Which is where I lose all touch with reality in this because everybody knows the writer makes all the money.
Yeah. Definitely.
But then we go back to Miracle Man and Big Ben. And Big Ben picks a fucking tree up out of the ground and hits him with it. And the Miracle Man's like, look, I'm fucking tired of you. And he just, like, backhands him. Like, it's just like a little, like...
Look, this is... He bitch-slapped Big Ben like the Stormtrooper bitch-slapped Han Solo in Return of the Jedi.
Oh, no. The Stormtrooper didn't hit him that hard.
He literally knocked him out of the building. I don't know. Han Solo, like, got knocked off his feet.
And threw out of the building and threw a tree.
Yeah.
And then he's laying like
he gets
Lloyd on the tarmac in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, and like Mr. Cream was walking through all the like destruction and just happens to come up to the Big Ben as he's being thrown across the barrier.
Yeah, right place, right time, I guess. So we've got,
it's also referred to as white man's magic.
Some of his dialogue here
is super racist.
Well, he's talking about him growing up and basically said, ultimately comes down with don't mess with the white man.
Yeah.
And what's he doing? He's messing with the white man.
So they come up to, then, he meets up with a Miracle Man, Cream does.
Right outside the bunker.
And he's like, here, let me put this bomb on the door so we can get in here. And Miracle Man's like, oh. And then he just crumples the door with one hand and pulls it off. And he's like, well, I guess that works too.
And they walk down into this bunker and they start seeing all of these projects.
Yeah.
I do like the bone, skeletal bones here.
The two different skeletons merged. Yeah. Like, and it's basically a bunch of merged things.
I guess that's the end of this episode.
Yeah, sure. Woo.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Chris, please check out his podcast, Fortress of Comic News and Bat Friends, on all major podcasting apps. If you would like to check out his Kickstarter, search Battle Monsters on the Kickstarter platform, or go to chrisrunt.com, that's chrisrunt.com, and follow the links to find his Kickstarter. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Miracle Man story.